Okay, so having spent a lot of time with Zaken Mamre and the best in Haggadah of Yerushalayim, which is the Ikar Torah Shel Baal Peh, Misham Teitzei Hara, Umishpat L'chol Yisrael, V'chol Amamin, Moshe Rabbeinu V'Vesarasu, Chayav Lismoch, Maisa Hadas Aleihem, Lishayin Aleihem, we move to what Rav Lichtenstein referred to as the plenipotentiaries of the Ribbono Shel Olam in one's house. Right, if the Bezna Gadol should be Rishalayim, is to the nation what parents are to children. They are the representatives of Masora, which is really why Hilchos Mamrim is, you know, structured the way it is. So it's interesting, the Rambam didn't start with the Mitzvah Cessation, but, you know, the Kibud Aveim, as well as Yiras Aveim, but he started with the idea of rebellion. And we talk about rebellion against your parents, we're obviously going to get to Ben Soru Mora, which is an interesting case, that's Perek Zion, but that took you to the Los Asseis of Klala and Hakka, and Klala much more so than Hakka, and that seems to be both the explanation for why the Rambam started with the Los Asseis, that matches the best in Haggadah, Los Asseis, Nadabra, Shagid, L'chay, Amin, Usmol, right? And the Rambam writes, HaMekala, Vivoyimo, Niskal. The Rambam starts with the Onesh, not with the Asara, Shanamar, Avi, Vimo, Kilel, Damabo, Ve'achan, HaMekala, Osam, Mechayayam, O'la'achar, Mosam, Hareza, Niskal. And then with the chumrah that it applies, even the achar misa, these are the two chumros relative to hakka. So what the Rambam's really doing here is subtly explaining why he started with klala as opposed to hakka. Hakka is only, that this is a good thing, is an isr chanek. Hakka is also only mechayim. But klala, you know, relates to skila. It causes skila. And it's So the Kesef Mishnah, I think, makes a very insightful point apropos our, if I could say so myself, apropos our discussion. He says, "Ah, well, why do we, you know, emphasize v'tzarech edim v'asra?" Because he'd say, you know, most people's interactions with their parents are b'sol chabayis. Which I think really, and you think, okay, you know, so if these are going to be punishments, maybe the Torah waived the general standards of Eidim Vasra, right? So the answer is, of course, Kamash Malan Lo, but the Kesef Mishnah is putting his finger on the pulse that this is exactly right. The best in Haggadah B'Yerushalayim is to the Am what parents are to their children. And because it's in the house, you might have thought that, like, look, we're not going to tolerate this level of dissent, rebellion, Klala, and Hakka'a. As we'll get to, and maybe we'll even waive, it's an amazing Havamina that we'll waive the normal protocols because it's just that important. But again, he's highlighting the degree to which, you know, we're talking about something which is B'sol Chabayis B'fnei HaMishpacha. The other point here is the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, you know, Klala is distinctive from Hakka, right, because it implicates not only, you know, extreme disregard for one's parents, but also Shem Shamayim, so we have to take that into account. Kalol Yosef Namaka Mishav Dis Beitarte Klona Viviimo, right? That you could have by Hakav Otsa Shem Shamayim Levadala, etc. So it's really an assault on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like, you know, we talk about the Bezna Hagadol Shem Yerushalayim as being his messengers, right? V'chol Mamin Moshe Rabbeinu V'Sarasu Chayim Lismoch Maisa Das Aleihem Lishayin Aleihem, right? It's an assault, you know, on his representatives in terms of, you know, Torah, so an assault on one's parents, especially B'Shem Shemayim, is an unacceptable assault and has to be dealt with accordingly.